Well, tonight I'm going to, well, first of all, I want to say thank you for the opportunity to come up here. And I'm going to touch on Micah's, what Micah was saying, the true riches in life. And try to keep it short so I don't get that bell rung on me. But I want to turn to Proverbs chapter 10. And I'm going to be reading as I go through. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with praying and just wait for y'all to get turned. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to come back in your house tonight and the opportunity to stand up here behind this pulpit. I pray that you'd bless me and use me for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, well, you know, there's a popular question that comes up. What is true riches? And what, like, you know, you see people in the world and, like, Are they prospering? Do the wicked prosper? Because you see criminals who are making money, you know, illegally, and you got dictators like Hitler who ruled and lived a life of luxury for a while. But was that true riches? Well, if you look in verse number 2 here, it says, "Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked." So right there we see that the treasures of wickedness profit nothing. But in our own eyes on the earth, it looks like they're, you know, they've got stuff. They're living better than we are because sometimes we're struggling to pay the bills and they got plenty of money. But, you know, even though it may look like that, what they have is not going to fill the desires of their heart. It's not going to give them, it's not going to give them eternal joy like we'll have. It's not going to get them to heaven, you know. And, you know, I'll just keep it short and sweet. If you look over in verse number 24, it says, I'm going to read verse number 29. It says, "The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but the destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity." So, you know, just keep living for the Lord. Like Micah was saying, I'd rather be in the Lord's will, poorest man on earth, than the richest man alive and not know who the Lord is. Amen.